So I'll invite you to do some prana breathing. Breathing up and down your central pillar, inside your body, in your spine, so that you feel the jewels on your spine waking up, connecting and integrating together. And send your grounding cord down your legs and right into Mother Earth. And feel the stability of Mother Earth. Feel that Earth holds all frequencies of the four worlds in harmony. The divine frequency of fire, the air frequency of creation, spirit, the water frequency of Yetzira, of the watery, emotional, psychological, astral world. And it holds the frequency of Earth. All four worlds in one. So as you connect to the Earth, it profoundly stabilizes your entire being. And imagine that your spine, as the conduit of consciousness, can move beyond the top of your head. So you extend your spine, your cord, up through the top of your head, up, 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 up into space, as far as you can go. And as you stay anchored to the earth, use your imagination and take off like a rocket ship up that cord so that your consciousness and your awareness moves up into space. Up, up, up into the vast blackness of space. Up even further and further and further. And imagine that you come into a beautiful light of awareness that we call the divine emanation. Pure white light. And imagine that your entire being just simply dissolves into the divine state of oneness and unity. The fire, the emanation of the divine world. You are one with the light. All is in perfect harmony, in a state of dynamic light. And you exist in a sea of light. You begin to experience being drawn as a spark. One spark of this light begins to descend out of the divine light, gently, gently down into space. One spirit, one light, which is the essence of you. And imagine that this one spark has a name. It is your name being called to begin the creative process. And so you find yourself now in a world of spirit, a world of creation. There are light beings all around you. And you begin to take a form of a light being, the essence of who you are throughout all time, your eternal, magnificent, spiritual body. And just by thinking about it, you can become the vast expanse of space, or you can become a pinpoint of light. You have pure creative powers. Imagine now that you begin to take on a form that looks like you in your light body form. And you find your spiritual temple. There you see many of your spiritual companions. Your spiritual pod that has been incarnating throughout lifetimes together. You know these souls and these spirits very well. And there's one particular spiritual guide that you know very well, and you go and you sit and have a conversation about the life that is to come, this incarnation. And you sit and talk with your spirit guide about the different life lessons you will learn, the challenges and triumphs. And in the spiritual world, you have all confidence that you will learn all the life lessons that you've set out to learn. And you understand the great karmic balancing that needs to be done from your spiritual perspective. And here also in the world of creation, you know that all things are possible here. Miracles are possible. You begin to see the threads of synchronicity that will thread together all the people who will come together in your life psychologically and physically. And you see these threads in the great weaving of your life, streaming from the spiritual world, down through the psychological, down into the physical. And you understand that these are important life lessons, important people, important events that will shape you and your life lessons, all that you're learning on planet Earth. So take a moment and contemplate these different threads from this higher intelligence place. See if you can come up with any insight about your life. Here in the world of spirit, you also understand that you have explored many spiritual traditions. So you look around at all the different temples from all the different spiritual traditions throughout time, and you can see that you have explored many, many different ways and paths to spirit. Why did you choose this particular path of spirit this lifetime? Now it's time to journey into the psychological realm, astral realm. And so you find yourself descending, and as if you're putting on several cloaks or robes to clothe yourself in the particular psychological character that makes up you this lifetime. So put on your psychological robe. You can feel all the different sub-personalities that make up your psyche. and program yourself here in the psychological world that you are going to unify all of your subpersonalities into one team. And that this is one of your goals in this incoming incarnation. You're the team leader, the captain. You've got some strong characters that you've invited to be part of your team. So you can feel them and you're saying, I'm programming you to be a team that is successful. You see here all the trials and tribulations and challenges that you will face psychologically this life. And you can see powerful emotions and what they do to your psychological body. So here, program yourself to detach from rage and anger and greed and the powerful, distorted or destructive emotions. And program yourself to open to love and joy, happiness and peace, if you so choose. And you can see as you look around this world of archetypes and forms, you can see positive thought forms, negative thought forms, swirling all around, all the forms, the rainbow of beings and colors and all forms that will come into incarnation. And program yourself to detach from negative thought forms. And so you're programming yourself for a successful incarnation so that your psyche will have a more easeful time. So when you program this in the emotional psychological world, you'll feel as you come into physical incarnation that things will ease. So it's time now to be born into your physical body. So your upper three bodies, they start to incarnate and to come into the fetus that is your body. And imagine that you are being born into the physical world and you are welcomed by all of your guides into this incarnation. And then time-lapse photography, you begin to grow into the adult you are right now. And here you are in your magnificent physical body. So breathe into this physical body now and feel that you are carrying within your body everything you need. Everything you need to succeed and to have a powerful psyche, a powerful spirit, and a powerful connection to your divine spark. Feel yourself in this separate physical body, knowing that somewhere deep inside, you are also connected to everything. And so you begin to breathe, prana breathe, and you start to connect with everything in the physical world, with the earth, with nature, with humans, planets and stars. And you know that this is one big dance of all four worlds. Fire, air, water, and earth. The alchemy is all around you and inside of you. So you remember your higher self. And you allow your higher self to inform your emotional being and your physical being. So allow your breath to purify your emotional body now, letting go of resentment and anger and grief, purifying your psychological being. And then resting in the body. So as you sit and just contemplate your life as it is in this present moment, what wisdom is your higher self bringing you right now into whatever you're dealing with in your life right now? Ask your higher self to help you out. Listen for the answer. Again, up and down your spine, feeling all levels within you as you breathe up your spine, down your spine, integrating your higher self right into every cell. You are wise beyond measure. You love yourself profoundly. And you know where you come from, who you really are, and where you're going. Taking a few more deep breaths now and returning to the present moment now. And when you're ready, opening your eyes.